Do you feel rushed?
Huh?
Do you feel rushed like tonight?
I don't feel rushed. I just hope that we've got enough shit. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we had 2 hour-and-a-half episodes back to back.
Yeah.
So people are probably tired of us anyway.
They're like, y'all can turn it back a little bit.
So if this is a 15-minute episode, they'll probably be like, finally.
Fuck yes.
These guys did it. Is it recording this time?
Yes.
Fantastic. Oh, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Funky Panther, coming here from Fort Worth, Texas. We've got an awesome episode for you here on episode number 46. It is 420. We don't usually say the date that we're recording, but, you know, it's 420, so here we are. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
And I'm Tim.
And we are
the Funky Panther! When are you going to get, like, a...
I'll see if I find something.
Okay. I mean, it can't be any worse than the children, right?
It might be. It might end up being just me making the noise. And
you can just, like, record. All right. Do you like A or B? B or C?
No. I'll probably just record it and then, like, stack my vocals on there and just make some, yeah.
So you're not even going to give us the option of which one we like more?
No. No,
of course not. Yeah. So
why would I do that?
I assumed you were a nice person, but I forget. So how y'all been?
Pretty good.
Cool.
I had an eventful Friday, but you know.
What'd you do on Friday?
I ended up in the emergency room.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It just blew over my head because it didn't seem important. Yeah.
It really wasn't that okay? Important. No, I'm good now. Yeah, I'm good now. I had a little problem with my blood pressure. Shot way up and felt like crap. Complete care over off of Camp Bowie.
Yeah.
If you ever need any like emergency medical services or whatever, dude, that place rocks. And it was cheap.
Are you getting kickbacks?
No.
I think you have to legally tell people.
Absolutely not getting kickbacks.
You're getting kickbacks from that place. Oh, cool. Well, they took care of our sweet little Timmy boy. So yeah. I'm glad you're okay.
So I'm on blood pressure medicine. I've been drinking. You'll be proud of me.
I don't know if I will.
No Cokes.
Good for you.
I've had half a gallon of water a day.
That's good.
That's a good start. Yeah. About to be bumping up to a gallon a day.
Nice. Look, you're at like QTs and gas stations all day. You have literally no excuse to not be drinking a ton of water.
We get free bottles of water at work.
you're making your case worse.
That's okay. Have we got like big old pallets of water at work for us to take?
But I don't know why it took you this long. I mean, I know the doctor told you, but I mean, Javier and I told you to drink more water. What was it, like 6 months ago? When you were talking about how much Coca-Cola you were drinking?
Why would I listen to you?
What do I drink in the morning? A nice cold, icy cold Coca-Cola.
Crack Coca-Cola.
Cracked Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Crack?
Crack Coke.
Crack Coke. So what my routine is now is I get up in the morning, and once I get to work, as soon as I get in the truck, I open a bottle of water and I down it, and then I just do that. I usually have about half a gallon done by about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Started that. So Friday had the issue. Saturday started drinking a shit ton of water because they told me I was dehydrated.
Yeah.
On top of everything else. So
cheers, boys. Yeah,
much better. Much better.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that you're good. I do think that water as you know, sometimes it's an oversight for some people, but like as long as you drink a decent amount of water, I mean, I think it helps when, you know, obviously when you're sick, when you have high blood pressure, it helps literally everything.
Well, the weird thing about it was they asked me like, when did you, what, you know, how much have you had to drink today? And I'm sitting there thinking,
none
I'm
of
like,
your goddamn
I had
8 business.
Beers. Why is it your business?
But I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, I haven't had any like anything really like to drink since last podcast, and I was drinking alcohol.
Right.
Like I might have had not even a full Coke or something like that. Like I just wasn't drinking.
So just no liquids, period.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Boy, you got to have some liquids.
I know. That's a given there.
I mean, usually whenever I'm working, I'll have like one Topo or I'll have like a 32 ounce iced black coffee. And then I'll have like a two or three Topo Chicos a day. But I kind of try to fit water in there. But
well, I mean, Topo Chico, I think, counts. Water. It's water. It's just carbonated. So yeah. I think you're good with that. It was weird whenever I started like thinking back. I'm like, you know, I haven't had anything to drink.
Yeah.
And then the light clicked and I was like, oh, I fucked up.
Black coffee and tea are still like kind of like water, right?
Well,
like,
they have they got caffeine. Caffeine's like a natural diuretic,
right?
So you're going to pee a lot more and get rid of that.
I really don't even find myself peeing more whenever I do drink all that. But I'll just like drink it throughout the day because it stays on ice. Like,
Yeah.
Man, I could go through a gallon of like unsweet tea. Like if I actually have it available, I'll just drink unsweet tea.
I can drink unsweet tea. Like,
business. And but, it's almost like drinking water. Yeah, almost. It's just, you know, a natural leaf in it.
Natural leaf. And it's beer. I mean, one could say beer is like almost drinking water. You know?
I find it very delicious. Unsweet tea.
What did you do this weekend, Javier?
This weekend, I'm trying to think. Saturday, worked, hung out with y'all. And was that Chase's birthday?
Yeah, you made it out for that.
I made it out. Yeah, I was lucky enough to get out early. Had some wine before, one glass of wine, and then rushed home, took a shower, met up with y'all at the AMC Clear Fork.
Where'd you have wine?
38 and Vine.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you weren't late because of work. You were late because of stuff.
Okay. Well, I had
it's all coming together.
I was only there for one drink, and I had to come take a shower because I didn't want to. I had work on me still. Yeah. So yeah.
What's 38 and Vine?
It's a local wine spot in the Foundry District over in Fort Worth, kind of by West 7th, like near Montgomery Plaza.
Oh, wow.
It's on, what street is that? Carroll. It's on Carroll, right next to Thrive Apothecary.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think I've seen the patio. It's kind of like a patio, right? Or is it?
It's a small patio around the outside.
Yeah, but I think I've seen people there. And they've got like a big like green wall. Like a leaf, fake leaf wall.
Yeah, but it was cool for that one drink and, you know, good, delicious.
I mean, I like a good glass of wine every once in a while.
I really don't drink wine, and I had I underestimated it. I had my antidepressant before, like maybe an hour before, and then I started drinking, and then I was just like, oh, okay, I feel kind of weird. And I was trying to, I don't know if it was the wine or the pill.
Well, you know, wine itself is usually kind of higher in alcohol anyway. So
yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Makes sense. Yeah. I'm not a wine drinker.
Yeah. You can get buzzed. You can get a pretty good buzz off of like a glass or two.
Yeah.
And then you finish off a whole bottle and
cool.
You have a good night.
You know, I should bring, I've got some really nice wine at home because I get that shipment from Las Haras from like Napa Sonoma or whatever every few months.
Oh, cool.
And it's some good wine. We should drink a wine. We never drink wine on the show.
No, we sure
don't. Champagne, lots of liquor, beer, topo.
But champagne on the finer things episode.
We should
we'll have a wine night.
We'll shake it up.
Yeah.
I went to Horseshoe.
Use your words, Timmy.
Horseshoe Hill Cafe.
Ooh.
It's in the Stockyards. My understanding is like one of the former chefs of the Riata opened that place up. Okay. So they're known for their chicken fried steaks. And if you go in there, like if you look down at their menu, that's all they have is chicken fried steaks. And they got appetizers, stuff like that.
Different assortments of chicken fried
steaks. Yeah. So I got my favorite way is with queso. And that's
weird. That's
dude,
really weird.
It is absolutely delicious. It's got queso and a little bit of pico on top.
I feel like the only way is gravy, right? Like,
yeah, gravy.
Obviously. No. So the first place I had queso on my chicken fried steak was down in San Antonio at that cafe, Lulu's Cafe.
Ass cinnamon roll.
So they have a really good chicken fried steak there too.
They do.
But they have it said the SAPD special.
Yeah.
And it's with queso and I wanted to try it and it's delicious. Absolutely delicious. Fred's has got a good version of that as well. But Horseshoe Hill Cafe, it's a little pricey.
I mean, it's worth it though. I think they have one of the best chicken fried steaks in Fort Worth. They said. I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
No, it's really good. So the chef's name, his name's Grady, and I can't think of his last name. From my understanding, he's kind of a hot mess.
Okay.
My sister knows all about his history and stuff.
Oh Lord.
He's got some domestic assault charges and stuff.
Jesus.
And so there was people in the restaurant industry was like, I don't know how long this place is going to stay, kind of deal. But they used to do a brunch. They don't do a brunch anymore. And it's BYOB now. I don't know what happened with that, but because they used to have drinks there. But we also went to Coffee and Spirits, mm-hmm. which is, it used to be the Cowtown Winery or something like that over in the Stockyards. Mm-hmm. It's now a coffee bar. And that place is, it's really cool. It's in a cool old building.
Horseshoe Hill Cafe and Railcar Coffee and Spirits.
Yeah.
Is that
does it seem like long ass names and very similar?
Yeah. But it's good. So they, Jesse had, the Doc Holliday, which is got, it's Dr. Pepper and, espresso. So I was like, well, that's like the Charlie Sheen over there.
Yeah.
just with instead Mexican of with Dr. Pepper instead of Coke.
That sounds pretty good.
And I had the Space Cowboy, which is it was an iced latte with lavender. It was fucking delicious. I've never had lavender in any of my drinks.
Do you know that some people used to call me the Space Cowboy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gangster of Love too?
They also call me the Gangster of Love.
Okay.
They also call you Maurice. Nice.
Yeah, we did a thing there. I actually got out.
A good thing.
No.
But it was a thing.
But I actually got out and did stuff, and I haven't been in the stockyards really in a long time.
Yeah.
And I really liked just hanging out down there. Like, it was nice during the day. Like, just... We went over to the rail car and had our coffee at 10 o'clock in the morning, went over to Horseshoe Hill, had, you know, lunch at 11. And it was a beautiful day out. And it was nice just to kind of look around at the stockyard.
So. That was on Sunday?
Saturday. Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Yeah. I feel like stockyards have really kind of blown up, which they were already blown up. When people know Fort Worth, they know about the stockyards, but they know about the same exact spots. Billy Bob's and what's the club that we used to always go to when we were like 17, 18 years old?
Dude, I think we tried to figure out what that was, and I cannot for life.
No, not that one. The one that is still there.
Basement Bar, PRs.
PRs. Yeah. So like there's places, and I think H3 and Lonesome Dove, Lonesome Dove. And then also the burger spot. Love Shack.
Yeah, Love Shack, yeah.
So, and Risky's, obviously, a lot of these places have been there for a really long time. And over the past, 6 months to a year, they had this resurgence with all these restaurants popping up. Like, so now I want to keep going back because there's a lot of new. I've been to a few places. I know I mentioned that we went to that, I can't remember the name of it, but we went to the biscuit bar or whatever that's over there. And then also that kind of Southern cuisine restaurant that was really, really good. There's tons of stuff over there now.
I think it's overlooked. I think the stockyard is kind of overlooked by locals.
Yeah.
Because it is touristy. If you go, so Horseshoe Hill Cafe and Rail Car is on the other side of Exchange.
Okay.
So a little bit less, touristy over there, but still in the stockyards. But yeah, I just think like maybe locals probably overlook it. Not to mention, so when we were growing up, they had that train through there called the Tarantula.
Yes.
It's now the Grapevine Historic Railroad, whatever.
It's expensive, but we should do that sometime too. That'd be fun.
Speaking of which, there's another one. We need to make a trip out to Palestine. So there is...
I think it's pronounced Palestine.
Palestine, Texas. There is a historic railroad out there, and they do a beer, like a beer ride. And they also have a wine ride.
Oh, cool.
And all the cars, so they have like the presidential cars. And you can rent, we could all get enough people to get tickets and fill out just one whole car.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But they have that, or you can go ahead and charter the caboose car if you wanted to. It's expensive, but I think it'd be really cool to go out, like take off on a Friday, go out there, ride that, find an Airbnb.
Ride that caboose?
Yeah, find an Airbnb out in East Texas, and you know, maybe spend Saturday night there in East Texas and come back Sunday. I think that'd be a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
That sounds like a good weekend.
Provender Hall was the place I was thinking of.
That's right, about
a month ago. Really, really good.
And then Attico that's in?
I think it's Attico.
Attico, whatever. Yeah. I haven't been there yet. On top of the new hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Attico.
It's Attico.
It's not Attico.
Are they going to help with this whole Attico situation?
Well, you know, I'm kind of glad because, you know, originally they were talking about putting a Walmart over there. Remember that?
Stockyards?
Stockyards, yeah.
Yeah, like I think where like Swift was and all that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And people were kind of getting upset that we're going to put the hotel there. And it turned out.
Well, so with the hotel, they were capped on what, like the size. They couldn't go too high because it wouldn't fit with all the historical buildings and stuff like that. So they were capped to a certain
story. Or there's two hotels over there in that area now.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
What's the one over there where Tim loves?
I want to say it's like a Marriott, maybe.
Marriott. And the other one that just opened up like a month ago.
Yeah. I'd have to.
Hotel Drover.
I thought that one was that one.
Maybe it's that one. I don't know.
Hotel Drover is the one that has like a... It looks really unique to the stockyards. I mean, it has that feel of the stockyards. So, I mean, I hear they got a good restaurant and a bar over there. The rooms are kind of decked out in like Western motif. It's really cool to check out. I think it's Hotel Drover.
Yeah. I've definitely seen that on people's Instagrams and stuff, but I've not been there.
I'd like to go check it out. I mean, it looks really, really nice. And, I'm kind of glad that they didn't make it look all gaudy. I mean, you know, like you were saying, the stockyards are internationally known, and every time there's like a a Cowboy game, they're always at the Stockyards. Like, they'll roll like B roll. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that they kept some of that in the hotel. Well, a lot of it is kept, even like memorabilia inside. And it's really nice. I mean, it'd be good for a date or a weekend getaway. Even though you're a staycation, something right. like that.
Yeah.
But I've heard many great things. I've heard their drinks are amazing and the food is delicious. So it's maybe something we got to go try out.
Yeah. We should definitely have like a Stockyards Sunday or something.
That'd
like
be
that.
Fun.
There's
yeah.
plenty to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I mean, it's, so I know Attico is top as Attico. Attico. I'm trying to say it like Javier did.
I think the way you're saying
Attica.
It
is.
So Attico, it's on the Spring Hill Suites, is I believe what it is.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, and it's by Marriott. So
it's down like past Lonesome Dove, right? Like it's away from the Strip.
Yeah, it's not like on the, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Hotel Drover's actually like off the Strip, right? I think it's in that alley. Was it Mule
Alley? Mule Alley.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's in that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, like if you look at the pictures, it looks pretty phenomenal.
Nice.
Yeah, Hotel Drover's at 200 Mule Alley in Fort Worth, Texas.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. I definitely would like to go and check out. I'm not a big fan of Tim Love, and I've made that very clear on here. But I wouldn't mind checking out, maybe he hit something.
Despite of the dude, the food is always great. Or generally, okay. Usually great.
Jamelli, I wasn't impressed with the pizza.
The pasta is amazing.
Okay, I haven't had the pasta.
Yeah, I really like the pasta.
I did have the tartare, mm-hmm. and that was really good. So maybe Jamelli's good. I was never really a big fan of Love Shack.
I've never been.
And then
you've never been at Love Shack? Come on. No. The burger spot, even when it was on 7th Street?
Nope.
Wow.
And then Woodshed. Woodshed's good. I think there's better places, but it's good.
I still think it's probably one of the better patios we have.
Yes.
And it's nice that it's right off the bike trail.
It's a great patio.
I think Robin got a spot close by to that place.
Cool.
Because she talked about riding her bike over there, and I thought it was pretty cool. It's like, man, that would have been, I wish, we would have done more of that whenever I started riding.
I wish Chad still lived over there.
I mean, we were doing it like every Saturday. Yeah. We were heading to the Woodshed for a drink or two and quick breakfast tacos just tacos, I guess, for brunch.
I mean, last time we just had the Palomas, and that was, yeah. We had some chips.
Like, yeah. I don't know if I really want to spend like a whole night out in the Stockyards, but I wouldn't mind going for like a day trip, Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Into evening, maybe hit up a few spots. I really like the White Elephant Saloon.
Yeah,
as a bar, it's a cool bar to go to, old school. I enjoyed going there during the day.
I know a great place over there to do cocaine.
So
I'm sure you do.
Last time I went to was it Los Vaqueros down the road? For an event or something like that. And then we're like, let's go out afterward. And it's like the entire Stockyards. And I don't think it's because of COVID. It might be, but like everything closes so early in that area, except for the handful, like White Elephant, like your PRs, right. like your Billy Bob's. But the majority of places, even if you want to grab a drink and sit down, past 11, you're going to find only a few places are going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't be able to stay like late anyway, hop around. Might as well do like a Sunday day.
Dude, Los Vaqueros is probably one of my favorite like Tex-Mex spots.
It's good.
It's a good spot. They got really good drinks.
Yeah.
Good margaritas.
And it's a cool old building.
It's a good place to black out and throw up outside and inside and then maybe get your Gucci belt and like start hitting cars and
hey,
stuff.
Can
like
we, that. Are you going to do?
I'm almost getting into a fight with a woman.
Are you going to do reviews of like places where it's good to get blackout drunk?
Yeah. I know a really cool spot in my bathroom that I blacked out in. I did miss the toilet. It did go into the sink, which is weird. I don't know why. But
I hear you visit that spot at least two or three times a week. Is that right? I
absolutely do. Yes. Yeah. It's a real problem. I think people would say that it's like, what is it? Never mind. Anyways, so let's talk about...
Just on that note real quick, though. One of my friends posted, it was a meme that said, how do you know whenever you've had too much to drink? And, people were describing like how they know. And I started thinking about like myself.
Yeah.
And so I have that like 70%. I'm at 70%. I need to stop here. If I stop at 70%, then I'm golden. I'm not going to go any further. I'm done.
You said that a million times.
Yeah. So as soon as I go past that, it's just like balls to the walls. And the only time I know that I'm that drunk is whenever I wake up with a broken toilet. So
that's kind of,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's how I know I got way too drunk was whenever I break my toilet. But,
Well, my
then
weekend,
and only then.
My yeah. weekend. Thanks, boys, for asking.
We were going to get to you.
I wasn't going to get to you.
Yeah, he wasn't. He's going to try to jump on to the next
thing. I really was.
We went out to celebrate Micah. Shout out to Micah. He's been off the booze for a full year now.
Oh, congratulations
which is
to Micah.
Amazing. Yeah. So congrats, man.
You want kids?
Yeah, he deserves the kids. Okay. You know what I mean? Like. That's for you.
There's the kids
that's
for you, Micah.
For you, Micah. You deserve it.
He doesn't listen to us.
Yeah, he does. So we kind of celebrated him at a restaurant that I don't care for, so I'm not going to talk about it. We went there on Friday night, and then we went over to Taps and Caps, which, you know, he still, despite not drinking, still likes to go out and be around people, which is really cool. You know, it's spots that he always enjoyed. And
he
also,
can have meads, right?
Well, no.
No,
he's meads not doing any alcohol.
Alcohol. No, kombucha.
But they've got kombucha and they've got root beer and they've got like those CBD seltzers. I mean, they've got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, there's tons of places. Well, not just Taps and Caps, but like a lot of places have gone to that.
Yeah.
Now, because, you know, when it was just craft brewing, it was all beer, right? And now a lot of the places have all that. And so you can actually go there and enjoy your time whenever you're actually sober.
Right.
If you can handle being in a place like that, you know, not everybody can.
A couple of the guys from Martin House were there on Friday too. So we kind of were chatting them up. Yeah, it was kind of cool. But I was talking to them about, you know, how we talked about the cereal beer. We kind of had a full review a couple episodes ago because we still think it's like one of the coolest products I've ever seen.
And coolest product
in the form. Best tasting ones.
It's one of the better ones that they've released.
And one of the guys was, I think, the marketing manager, or whatever. So it was like kind of, I think, his idea baby. But yeah, really, really cool. So we did that Friday night. Saturday, obviously, we went to the movie theater, which I thought we kind of breezed across it. But like we saw,
we can get up back on that.
Godzilla and King Kong. But what a great idea to rent out the movie theater.
It's not real expensive either.
No, for a new movie. And this is Clear Fork. So Clear Fork's going to be probably more pricey than, you know, say your movie tavern situation. But for brand new movies, it's $150 to rent out the entire theater.
That's it?
Yeah. $99 if it's just like a, you know, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks old maybe. And since Godzilla and King Kong still fairly new, I think it was $150 that Dara paid. Appreciate you, Dara. And then we eat and drink. We were like throwing, you know, jokes at each other mid-movie.
And
like,
popcorn.
And popcorn. The entire situation was just really fun. It felt like we were in someone's amazing living room, just having a good time.
I would like to find out if we could maybe watch older movies.
Yeah, I want to watch Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on that. That'd be really cool.
Would you want to do that for your birthday?
Fuck yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know. Maybe, I was going to say like a period piece, like Schindler's List or, you know.
How cool would it be if we,
it'd be all right.
To your point, if you could like just say, hey, this is the movie I want to watch.
Yeah.
And then watch, like we could do our bad movie nights there at the theater. That'd be pretty legit.
I want to do Blazing Saddles.
Dude, and you know, we could set up. Oh, we could actually.
I don't.
We could do a bad movie night set up in there, do the whole commentary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
We were kind of doing that at the start. Yeah. We were kind of being rowdy.
But you could because we were the only ones there. There was what, like 16, 18 of us or something like that? Yeah, there was quite a few. Like so, I mean, when you break it down per person, it's still like $10 a person. It wasn't too crazy priced and you get the whole place to yourself. And then we went over to Pinstripes next door, had some drinks and a little bit of food. And then we went over to Hop Fusion and ended the night. They closed early at Hop Fusion.
Or they closed at midnight?
I think was it midnight or 11? And either way, I was like, oh, we're, you know, it's Saturday night.
It's weird.
And we were only there for like one drink. And
yeah, last call over there is 11 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right. And they were like, people are still kind of hanging out because it seemed so early. And they were like, turn off the lights. Like, nah, get the hell out. I mean, the place was packed still.
You don't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
Get out of here. And then Sunday for my dad's birthday, we went to Topgolf, which was fun because I haven't done that in a while. And that was... It was perfect weather. After all the rain we got last week, it was really like the past few days, except now it's a little chilly, but like the weather's just been amazing.
Yeah. So Hot Fusion's hours throughout the week, Tuesday through Sunday, is 12 to 11.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I seriously thought they were open until at least midnight.
Well, because whenever we've gone, whenever Zeus would play over there, we'd be there. I guess, it'd be till 11. And we'd help him like pack up and we'd go to the next bar.
We'd
go
we eat. Would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Meh. So yeah, it was a really fun weekend.
Yeah, I think so. So I mean, like with Dara renting out the movie theater, like what movie spots would you like? What stadiums would you want to like rent out for a party?
Like an entire stadium?
An entire stadium.
So renting out a theater made you think, maybe we should
rent out an entire stadium.
Multi-million-dollar event.
Castleberry High School football stadium.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I could probably get it for cheap and, yeah, we could have a good time. Or we could just
go to the power switch. You could just do it for free.
Yeah. Probably. We could just go to the practice field and drink there.
We've done that before.
I know we have. Yeah. That was actually fun.
And we played mud football. Like when it was raining, we'd play like awful mud football and then just drink and have a good time.
I mean, I don't think I go to a lot of stadiums. So, I do think it'd be cool to visit, Kansas City Chiefs, stadium. That stadium itself looks cool.
Yeah.
It has that old school, you know, vibe to it. I don't know about renting out for a party though. That would be
it, like, what about just venues or just does it have to be a stadium?
It could be venues like
Red Rock.
I was thinking about that
too. Red Rock would be a cool venue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red Rock.
Tad was talking, Nathaniel Rateliff is going to be there in August and I was supposed to go to Denver recently and wasn't able to go. And so maybe that'll be my makeup because I've always wanted to go to Red Rock.
A birthday trip for you.
Yeah. And Nathaniel Rateliff, like his live album from Red Rock was amazing. That'd just be a really cool show to go see.
You should ask Jeff Daisy for some backstage passes or something.
Ain't happening. But Jeff, if you're watching or listening, yes, please.
Backstage passes. We'll have you on. It'll be a good time. We'll give you a hat. Let you drink with us. I know it's going to be the highlight of your year.
We'll let you drink with us. Wow, Tim, you're nice.
Yeah. Highlight of your year.
What a nice guy.
Dude's out there touring with, you know, with Nathaniel Rateliff.
Dude, he's played with, you know, Josh Weathers. He's played with Leon. He's played with Nathaniel Rateliff. Like he's played with, and that, now that's just like a short list. I mean, those are the ones that he's like toured with, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he's played with some crazy artists. He's been on SNL a couple of times. Like,
yeah. Highlight of his year will be with us.
Yeah, I think so. We're the best of the best, the creme de la creme.
Jesus.
So it's 420, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, did everyone say their stadium?
No.
Venue, stadium. Pick it before we move on.
Dude, I don't know.
You've got to think about it.
Stark said Cowboy Stadium because he wants to play Halo.
The Colosseum in Rome.
That would be legit.
Yeah, that'd be the venue that I would want to rent out.
I choose the Vatican. I will play Mario Kart with the Pope.
The Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Ooh, Old Trafford, Wembley Stadium.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think Stark's just saying that because wasn't it the Jonas Brothers back in the day when Jerry World was first built that I think it was the Jonas Brothers were playing. There was like one of the first concerts and they were playing it on the big screen. They were playing Halo or Call of Duty or something on that ginormous screen that at the time was the biggest screen ever.
I know during the show,
they allowed some people to do that
before, as they were like, you know, getting ready and whatnot.
You know, well, Texas Motor Speedway had the biggest screen for a while before Jerry World.
Yeah, yeah.
And they allowed people to play video games on that at one point.
That would be nuts. That'd be pretty
cool. I don't know if I could, because that'd be hard because you're having to look like all over the place to try to actually do something.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big screen. So, today is not only is it 420, Timothy, it is 420 2020. That's kind of, I mean,
what?
It's 420 2020.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not. 21. It's 21. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was last year, man. And that would have been a big deal.
Man.
Have you been writing everything as 2020?
Probably.
Oh, no.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's 4/20/21.
I just made this whole fact that it's 4/20/2020. In fact, I think I put it on our Instagram.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It said 4/20/2020.
Oh man, someone's been hitting the reefer a little hard.
Hashish a little too early there, Chad.
Hey, if you want to see oopsie. So I think everybody should watch Reefer Madness.
What the hell is Reefer Madness?
So Sage talked about it.
The documentary. Yeah. It was
old school propaganda.
Like that's right.
Yeah. It looked, it's ridiculous.
Everybody should watch it. It's basically like it equates marijuana to freebasing, you know, coke or shooting up black tar heroin or just turning you into a zombie and you're a drug idled zombie and you're going to kill people.
Speaking of Sage, just a quick drop before we have got some CBG pre-rolls from Texas Hemp Cultivators, which is our good buddy Sage. I mentioned it also on our Instagram, but hey, They've got some fantastic local and organic products, and you can still get 10% off with the code FUNKY21. We'll put the link in this episode again. But they've got pre-rolls now. They've got the bud, and then they've got the was it Delta 8?
Delta 8 gummies.
And those, I mean, I still love
those things. So remember, Delta 8 gummies does not mean that you're going to pass a drug test. So those who are having to pass drug tests, don't do Delta 8 because it still shows up.
Pass a drug test, but it is legal.
Yes. But you're talking about local. I mean, it's not like he's getting product in and making it and then selling it locally that way. Dude's growing it, you know, straight up in Aledo, Texas.
Yeah, we went to the farm.
So, it was awesome. Yeah, it's right here.
That was like one of the coolest experiences to just kind of go and hang out, him chatting about it and us kind of trimming some of those last plants. That was fun. But so yeah, 420.
Do you want me to shut the door?
Yeah, shut the door.
All right, so there's some 420 facts that I want to go through.
Okay,
because there's a lot of misinformation about 420, and some of them I just want to kind of discuss. So, why do y'all think that 420 is what it is?
I've always heard that it's what cops do, or they, you know, say 420. Got a little 420 going on here.
So it's a code?
Yeah.
It's a cop code for weed?
Man, okay, so I'd heard that that's what everybody thinks, and it's actually 420, I think, is like code for homicide or something like that in Los Angeles.
No, I thought 187 was homicide code.
No, that's our area code.
Yeah. No, 817. 187 is also homicide, if you see that on my Instagram handle.
Speaking of marijuana, my munchies are outside. Hold on.
But no, I honestly don't know. I don't know why 420 is 420. I have no clue.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a couple of things that people have said, and they're wrong. So let's go through a couple of myths. Sorry to burst everyone's bubble. Some of these you may have already thought or even heard from others or told some others. But number one, California marijuana penal code is not 420. The penal code 420 has something to do with obstructing access to public land. So sorry, not that one. 420 p.m. is said to be tea time in Amsterdam. It is not. It is not tea time in Amsterdam. They also have said that every clock in Pulp Fiction is set to 420. It's not. I don't know where that came from. And then there was one that said there are 420 chemicals in cannabis. Untrue. Not true. Then a couple more here.
There's actually more.
Yeah, I'm sure. Bob Marley died on May 11th, not April 20th. His son Stephen was born on April 20th. So that one is true. So his son was born on 420.
Weren't Hitler born on 420?
Yes, that is true as well. The Grateful Dead did not live at 420 Ashbury Street in San Francisco. Their address was 710 Ashbury Street. So, yeah. But again, it is Adolf's birthday. It says that Adolf Hitler's birthday as well. That one's true. Sorry to bring the mood down on that one. So let's get into some actual facts, right? Those were non-facts.
Columbine happened on 420.
The earliest... Yeah, continue to bring that mood down. The earliest possible written connection between weed and 420 comes from H.P. Lovecraft, which is a writer, right? One of the most influential masters of the macabre may have inadvertently created the earliest 420 weed reference in the sci-fi short story In the Walls of Eryx. He talked about encountering a strange plant that gives off some pretty stony effects.
I want to be in the walls of Eryx. Ain't that right, Eric? Eh? Wink, wink.
I don't.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Also, this is I thought was really funny. Denver has a mile marker 419.99.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've gone by there.
Sign thieves continue to steal the 420 sign.
And I remember the first time I was going by and I was like waiting for it. I'm like, yeah. Oh, the fuck.
That's so good. Hotels have ditched room 420 like it's the 13th floor. That's good to know. Didn't realize that. Let's see. Here's another one. Before he smoked a blunt, Elon Musk got into trouble for a 420 tweet. He said, "I'm considering taking Tesla private at $420, funding secured." He got in trouble for that one. He does a lot of things he gets in trouble for.
We'll get into that a little later.
Yeah.
A rabbit tried to kill President Jimmy Carter on 420.
I believe it.
That doesn't surprise me. Rabbits hated him.
A contestant on The Price of Right.
Price is Right.
Man, I cannot read. Contestant on The Price is Right kept bidding 420 the entire time. The first acid trip was taken on 419 at 420. And then Ben and Jerry's is making 420 an annual priority, where we're high and craving generous scoop of half-baked or Cherry Garcia. And for the past few years, the ice cream brand has put out some lit campaigns for 420. In 2015, it released the limited time Stoner's Dream ice cream sandwich, the Burrito on 420, and the Chill Akko on 420 in 2018. So they do a lot of fun stuff as well. So a couple 420 facts to get us started on today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, on today.
So I'm just going to add on to that a little bit.
Yeah, please do.
So in the United States, every state has some sort of either decriminalized or legal status on marijuana
right
at this point.
Yeah.
The states that it's fully legal.
Is it like 13 now?
Alabama.
New York, it just went legal.
Illegal. So the ones that are fully illegal right now are South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee. Good Lord.
You're the only 10 I see.
Kansas. Wyoming and Idaho.
Sorry, bud.
But fully legal status, you've got New York, Maine. Hang on.
Where's that lighter?
Oh, Vermont, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Michigan, Illinois, South Dakota, Colorado, Montana, Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Arizona, and Alaska.
Muy interesante.
So did you just name all the states?
Yeah, dude, basically. No, so those are the ones that are fully legal.
How many was it? What was the count?
I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Did you have
11,
any
12, 13, 14.
Ooh, 14.
14, 15, 16, 16.
Wow.
16. Dakotas? So South Dakota and North Dakota both are, South Dakota is fully legal and North Dakota is kind of mixed with medicinal and decriminalized.
Cool. Cool. Like it.
On top of that, so recently there was a survey done,
mm-hmm.
To find out what everybody thinks about marijuana. So in the past, it was about 20% that thought it should be completely illegal. That
illegal.
Is illegal, yeah. Okay. That has since gone down to only 8% of the population that was surveyed. 60% are for medical and recreational use. 31% only for medical use. 8% for it should not be legal. And there was only 1% that refused to answer those.
Huh. So that was me, by the way.
That 1%?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got a huge, talking about a huge shift in I guess cannabis and marijuana.
Well, when you have culture, this many states that are legalized now, and then so many more that it's decriminalized completely.
Yeah.
Like you start to see this shift nationwide of like, oh, okay, well, it's not that bad. All that propaganda, like you were talking about with the documentary that Sage mentioned, is not completely true. Right.
Like, no, they were saying that Mexicans and like African Americans were like gonna, murder you.
Yeah. Mexico is one of the leading growers of marijuana, cannabis. I believe, and I'd have to look again, but I think Bolivia is like the highest growth or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
It Random. Was, okay.
It was somewhere in Central America that was one of the highest growths. Texas is mixed on ours because we have CBD oil is for medicinal, and that's only for like seizures and certain medical problems.
How about kratom? What's kratom?
Kratom is a whole nother that's a whole nother thing, man.
What the fuck is kratom?
What is it?
It kind of it gets you high, but also keeps you from being anxious. It kind of has a opioid effect.
Isn't that the shit that's like really bad for you?
I know some people that have done it for a long time, and I believe they're addicted to it.
Yeah,
but they use it for like their anxiety and stuff like that. And
kratom,
it works.
Kratom sounds like it came from like a meteor or something.
Boy, I got that kratom.
Come here, give me some of that kratom, man. I'm fiending for it.
Like that sounds like
to die for.
Kratom sounds like that sounds like straight up like a hard drug. Like,
or yeah, it does.
It's like the crocodile stuff that came out like a long time ago.
Or like
ago.
Cheese. Remember cheese?
Oh yeah.
Fucking cheese, man. Heroin.
Yeah,
shit's heroin straight up.
So kratom is it's a plant, and they make it into a tea. But kratom has opioid properties and some stimulant-like effects,
Like boner pills.
Yeah, It's probably what's in those like
gas station
like horse rhino pills or whatever.
Get your cock is hard inside a rhinoceros.
My manager, what? Did you read that?
I did. Yeah. What's your manager's name?
I'm not going to say his name. I'll tell you later.
Yeah. No, sorry. Yeah.
He's a long time listener. No time caller though. hey, if you're listening, you should call us. Call that number.
Yeah.
Chris, I won't say your name is.
Hey, Christy, call the number. I know Christy's on. 817. Call the number.
677-676 something like that.
Man, you were so close. So yeah, if you haven't already done so, which you haven't, because we've only gotten like two or three voicemails at this point, call 817-677-0408. Literally, you're not going to get anyone on the phone. It's just going to be a voicemail for us, and then we are very likely to play it on the air. So leave us some feedback, leave us a question. If you have something funny to say, we'd love to hear it. If you don't have something funny to say, just mind your own business. You know what I mean? Like, stay off the phone. You don't need to call us. Right?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
too if you, aggressive?
Yeah, no, that's not aggressive enough.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You need
it. It's a very good point.
You could be more aggressive. I'll be honest with you.
Do just, it now, God damn it!
Is there any more facts that you have?
No, that was pretty much.
Is there such thing as like whiskey dick, but with weed? Or weed makes sex better? Actually,
no. I mean,
weed does make sex better.
So I've heard two things. I've heard some say they can't function or they don't really feel as much whenever they're high, and I've also heard others say what he said.
Weed makes everything feel better.
Maybe it depends on the strain, like you know, sativa or indica,
right? And the couple involved, I'm sure, right?
And the couple
did involved. Did you talk about like the sativa and the indica? Like indica is like when you're going to be in the couch.
Yeah, and sativa is
more of like an upbeat situation. Yeah.
Or does I'll be honest with you. I've been out of that game for a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Kratom game?
The sativa, indica, marijuana stuff. I don't know if that stuff's actually real or not.
Kratom?
No, if it like...
I've seen documentaries where they say it's not exactly real, but there are strains that it will do one way or the other, but it's not necessarily means that it's like a sativa or indica.
Right? Oh, random fact though, I do know is that hops are, that you're using a beer in the same class as a cannabis plant. They share similar terpenes.
Yeah.
Or terpenes, or whatever you want to call it.
You can kind of smell it.
And that gives it the pungent, you know, smell. So that's kind
of
cool.
It's when you get some of those IPAs and they're dank. They just have that like just very green floral scent and flavor. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I had, okay, well, did you put the 420 facts? I think I had some other...
420 facts?
Yeah, hang on.
But you deleted it.
Yeah, they're probably not very good.
I mean, well, we got two 420 facts, so I think...
Yeah.
16 dope facts about 420. Is that one that you did?
No, yeah. I did the other one. Let's not do the dope facts.
That's right? Fine.
It sounds like something you found on like some elementary school website.
It was.
Dope facts?
Yeah, it was the DARE website.
Parents, okay. These are the 20 dope facts that your kids are hiding from you.
Was it hosted on Angel Fire?
It was on... Yeah, it was
GeoCities?
It was on Angel Fire, and most of the references were actually on GeoCities. Did you have an Angel Fire?
I did. I got pretty into like being able to like mess around with HTML a little bit even before MySpace. I mean MySpace, everyone learned it.
Well, we had a class like I had a computer class that taught HTML.
Yeah, but did you learn anything?
Yeah, I made a website.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it have flames on it?
Team Liquid. Yeah,
it did. I feel like everyone's websites
Team
had flames.
Team Liquid Frequency geocities@yahoo.com or something like that.
Seriously, you remember?
Yeah.
Wow.
Team Liquid Frequency.
Like I remember like messing around with GeoCities and messing around with Angel Fire both, and I can't remember what I created the websites for.
Probably Anarchist Cookbook or whatever the
probably was. Whatever the new trend was, something you know.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Either that or like a Creed fan website.
Yeah, I actually had a whole blog about fan fiction. Creed fan fiction.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
fiction. What?
Dude, it was good, man. It was actually really good.
Sticking with the 420 theme, what are your favorite songs that are 420 related? Or, you know.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
so what song is that?
It's the
I next can't remember. Episode. Yeah, there you go. Next episode.
Snoop Dogg, Dre.
Yeah.
Hey, smoke weed.
Hey.
The universal one that everybody hears is Because I Got High by Afro Man.
Oh, yeah, man. Old school Afro Man. That's some good stuff. I mean, that was the only Afro Man. I don't think he has anything anymore.
That's all I knew.
Yeah, that one. No, he had like three songs.
I never heard him.
Colt 45, two zigzags.
Oh, yeah, baby, that's all you need. Okay. Yeah.
Hits from the bong, Cypress Hill.
Okay.
And then I Want to Get High by Cypress Hill. Yeah.
Okay.
That actually, Cypress Hill had a bunch. Smoke weed, roll it up, light it up, smoke a blunt, Kush, weed song, because I got, well, that's Cypress Hill now, or Afro Man, but yeah. They had quite a few, though.
I Get Throwed by Bun B.
Yeah.
Good weed, good drink.
Sean Paul, We Be Burning.
Sean Nippel.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Smoke Two Joints, Sublime.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
My favorite of all time, though, is Blueberry Yum Yum
by Ludacris. By Ludacris.
Just the beginning of that song, as soon as it hits, you're like, like I you know, I liked that song. I didn't smoke weed or anything like that. I just liked the song.
It's I always wanted to try song. Blueberry Yum Yum.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it probably is, huh? I'm trying to think of any other ones.
92.5 had a bunch of weed songs this morning on the Bo and Jim show.
I think a lot of the hippity hop songs have mentions of marijuana.
A lot of country songs, actually, too.
Yeah.
Charlie Daniels did a few.
Willie Nelson.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been putting a lot of stuff on his Instagram because he's got Willie's Reserve.
Yeah, he's got Willie's Reserve.
And they are pushing, you know, obviously, he's had a lot of stuff on his Instagram about legalization and stuff recently. He had some fact, which I don't have right now, but it was something about the amount of money that would go back to Texas if we were to legalize it. So I just thought it was very interesting. If anyone's going to make it happen in Texas, it's going to be
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Matthew McConaughey. There's more support for him running for governor than Governor Abbott. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. 45%, right?
Dude, our next governor might actually be Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
I saw a video too of Matthew McConaughey and Snoop Dogg in the car driving around. I think it was in Austin. They're driving around and they were like stopping at McDonald's and stuff like that and singing like Gin and Juice and, you know, Smoke Weed or the one you
last mentioned, episode.
Last episode. Yeah. It was pretty funny.
That'd be cool. I mean,
why did you tap?
I don't know. I do what
why
I want.
Why did you do that?
I do what I want.
Why are you banging?
Is that going to be difficult for you in post?
No, I'm just gonna leave it.
He's going to get the audio from YouTube anyway.
No.
He's going to screw it up again.
Jordan doesn't know. We got to tell Jordan.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so we hit up some facts. We hit up some songs. What about movies? What are your favorite like 420 related movies?
How High,
Half Baked.
Half Baked is probably my favorite.
Yeah,
I think me and DJ talk about it every now and then about the scene where they finish with Billy Bong. No, it's Wesley Pipes. Was it Wesley Pipes?
Well, yeah, we talked about it though. Where like you read that Martin House thing, where he's like, yeah,
really?
Funyuns,
yeah. Funyuns, man.
Yeah. The line that stands out for me on that movie though is whenever he's up there,
you hungry girl?
No, he's confessing, you know, or he's at the Narcotics Anonymous and talking about how he was addicted to weed or whatever, and the guy's like, I smoke dick, or I suck dick for coke. Yeah. And the guy's like, man. I seen it.
Was it a fucking Bob Saget?
Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob, would you consider that?
Like, yeah, it is. Because
kind of.
I mean,
of,
it's a stoner. It's a stoner
smoking
movie.
Smoking weed, doing coke.
Yeah. What about Dude, Where's My Car?
I've never seen it.
Never seen it?
Actually, I have. Never mind. Yeah, I
have. Yeah, you have. Come
and
on.
And then?
So what was the movie? I can't remember.
Fast Time at Ridgemont High was another one.
That's kind of stoner. The
one with Matthew McConaughey.
Johnny Knoxville was in it with Willie Nelson. He played. It was based off that TV show from Dukes of Hazzard. So at the end of it, there's a scene like towards the end. There's a scene where like Willie's coming out of like the shed and it's all got just smoke rolling out of it. Yeah.
What was another one? Oh, Harold and Kumar, obviously.
Yeah. Uh-huh. White Castle. Yeah. All the Harold and Kumar movies.
Yeah. It's all weed related. Yeah. Pineapple Express.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I love that movie. What's that one with Matthew McConaughey and Ben Affleck? And it's that cult classic one. And it was like
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. That's one.
Yeah. Surprised you didn't say. Was it Big Lebowski? I feel like
I mean,
he's basically a stoner, right?
I kind of, yeah.
Well, you know, that's your opinion, man.
Yeah. I'll tell you, this rug brought the room together.
All the Cheech and Chong movies, obviously.
Jeff Bridges altogether, like he's just like one huge.
Jeff Bridges has said that his character in The Big Lebowski was more of like how he is than any other character he's done.
Oh, I believe that.
And in fact, the wardrobe was his own clothes. Like those shoes that he wore were shoes that he had at home.
You know, Pineapple Express was like really good, but I think the thing that got me hooked on it was the trailer because it had paper planes.
Oh yeah.
So the intro of Pineapple Express,
that's another good lead song, actually. Paper Planes.
The intro to Pineapple Express is very, very reminiscent of Reefer Madness. That's kind of like that propaganda type.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like your dick.
I forgot about that.
Fucking Bill Hader, man.
And they were, it was like genius. Like a military like trial. Yeah,
they were doing
like illegal. Such a good fucking movie, man.
Yeah, it's great. So I mean, I think that, is there anything else about 420 y'all want to talk about?
I mean, I just think weed, marijuana, THC period should be legalized. Have they taken it off a Schedule One as a Schedule One narcotic?
No, federally, it's still Schedule One.
Because I'd love it if for them to run like tests and stuff like that on the benefits of like it with seizures and, you know, epilepsy,
food. Well, you know, so it's crazy. They're doing a bunch of studies and tests on like MDMA on people who suffered with depression and PTSD, as well as like Alzheimer's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Same thing with microdosing, psilocybin, microdosing LSD. Interesting enough, the LSD molecule is very similar to like the serotonin molecule. And so there actually is some benefit behind all that stuff, but because weed is Schedule One, that means that there is no medicinal effects whatsoever, blah, blah, blah. Whereas like morphine, even cocaine is considered a Schedule Two narcotic. It is used by ear, nose and throat doctors in surgery and stuff like that. So even that has some sort of medicinal value, but yet because of Reefer Madness and all that stuff and that propaganda that if you smoke a weed, you're going to, murder your entire family and then rape and pillage a whole city.
I'm no doctor, but I feel like, you know, CBD, CBG probably has more benefits than THC, but THC has got benefits to the fact that like, if I'm not having to take like a hydrocodone or something like that, that's a benefit to me.
Well, I heard THC, having THC in, activates the CBD.
Well, I was about to get to the point where like, I think that we've seen this separation.
And I want
to
ask Sage. I want to ask Sage about that.
We've seen a separation where if you go to Denver and you were going to a smoke shop or something like that, they've got things that are just like 100% THC, no CBD, which I don't think that that's probably good. You probably want like a mix.
Like a nice balance.
Yeah. Because you want the benefits and everything like that. I think that we have a long way to go.
But yeah, we're not even, we haven't scratched the surface because there's like hundreds of chemicals that come out of marijuana. Now I will say like smoking anything is not good for you. Health wise, it's not good for you.
For sure. That's why I really like the gummies from Sage, because they're organic and man, they hit, you know, decently.
They hit
hard.
No, they hit good. I had dinner with it the other night and I was like, I can feel this. This feels really good. And I was like being like a giggly Gus.
Gus?
Yeah, but he did say don't drink alcohol.
Giggly Gus?
A giggly Gus. So he said, don't drink alcohol with it. Like, just when you're trying it out, don't drink alcohol and see how you feel, how your tolerance is. And I didn't. I had like an old fashioned and like some other liquor drinks. And then I had ramen because it was chilly on
Friday. Did it kind of intensify the effect?
It did. And I was just like, we were giggling and laughing and just.
You know, it is.
Ooh, that's a giggly
that
Gus.
That was a giggly Gus.
That was being a giggly Gus.
It's interesting though. Like, there's so much stuff that we're going to probably find out as things become more decriminalized and.
Cocaine was the remedy after all.
Yeah, cocaine. But no, there's probably going to find a lot of stuff in weed itself. So
I think so. I really do. And I going back to the gummies, I took two last night and it was like Tab and I've been watching the Marvel movies and I'll take two at when we start the movie and then halfway in, like I'm fully zoned into the movie and then I just like pass out. Like I'm ready to sleep. Nice. And I sleep so hard.
North Korea.
Yeah.
Weed is not considered illegal there.
Really?
North Korea of all places.
How about opium?
No way.
Seriously.
Shut the hell
I don't know about opium, but I know North Korea is considered, it's not considered illegal.
That's insane.
But there are some countries that weed carries a higher sentence than like anything else. You know, it's like 15 years in prison.
I think that if you, there are some countries where like they have you take a drug test when you land and you'll get in trouble if you like have it in your system.
What?
Yeah. Wow. I think Bert Kreischer was talking about it on.
So I'm sure he skips those countries.
Yeah. He's filming a movie about his like life.
Yeah.
And so he's in like Belarus.
Yeah, he's doing the Machine movie.
Yeah. The Machine.
Him and who's with him?
No, Tom Segura is not. Tom Segura is moving to Austin.
No, but there was somebody else that's in the movie with
Austin. Yeah. And that whole crew following Rogan probably. Yeah,
They are.
Do you think Rogan lives actually in like Austin or
no? I think he lives in New Braunfels. I think somebody told me he lives in New Braunfels.
Man, if I was like had all that money, I would move into the hill country and like, I mean, that is the place.
Oh, fucking to be. A, dude.
Have 100 acres in the hill country, like back by where Jester King Brewery is. There's a bunch of, that barbecue joint that we like so much. What was it? Salt Lick is back in there. Uh-huh. There's new breweries and distilleries and wineries popping up all the time.
If you put quite a bit of money, like if you put the same amount of money that it costs to get a new Tesla and Dogecoin, bro, you would have had a pretty penny right now.
Talking about 420 and Dogecoin, man, that is just shot up recently.
Yeah, it's still up and down.
I don't know about today.
Today's kind of sucked.
I lost like $2,000 today.
I dropped out before it got real bad.
No, I've got money back into it, and I'm down. I'm not down that much, but I'm down.
I think I made, I don't know, overall in the past month, I probably made like $500 off of Dogecoin, but I keep like, you know, taking out, pulling it, putting back in, depending on like where it is.
I really thought Elon was going to push it with 420. Like I thought he was going to start pumping Dogecoin. And so they say like, you know, one given person can own like, that owns like 30% of Dogecoin currently. And I mean, it changes, but I think
Elon has already put in like $1.2 billion in it.
It's interesting that, so Newegg, which is a website that they sell computer parts and stuff like that, they are now accepting Dogecoin as a form of currency.
The Mavericks are accepting
Dogecoin. The Mavericks are, Mark Cuban's pumping it.
Dude.
So Dogecoin, it's a joke cryptocurrency.
It's a meme.
It's made after
Shiba Inu. Yeah. So it'll be interesting because it has such a high cap. It's almost like the U.S. just flooding the market with dollars, right?
Yeah.
So it decreases actual value in a sense because, I mean, you can't reach, unlike Bitcoin, it's driving that price up because it's...
Exactly. You know, so you'll never hit the $60,000 per Dogecoin because, to your point, there's no market cap. So it can go as high as it wants. I mean, will it get above dollar? I guarantee you to get above a dollar.
I'm hoping
it'll never hit 10, probably.
Well, like if it hits Coinbase, then they say it's going to shoot up and... I think with people are talking about like it's not a joke anymore. Like it's got $50 billion valuation, more than Ford and
some of the biggest companies in the U.S.
Fucking Ford Motor Company.
It was made as a joke.
Ford Motor Company's stock was terrible, anyways.
Yeah,
it's been still bad. Ford. Yeah. Anybody who drives a Ford,
what?
No, don't you have?
No, I used to have the Explorer, I got a Toyota.
It's a bro, Chevy, baby. Fuck the Ford.
The cruiser. No, I do think it's interesting. And what we will do, I'm going to call it. So F you guys for not thinking of this first. We'll go ahead and leave my referral code there in the show notes.
Oh, for Robinhood?
If you want to go ahead and try Dogecoin out, you can join on Robinhood if you don't already do so. Use my referral code and you'll get a free stock.
All right, fuck you, Chad Butler.
What? You weren't quick enough. I also get a free stock. So there's that
too. I'll tell you that with Robinhood that you don't actually own any of the currency. So you can't use, so it's better to buy your currency through an actual currency exchange if you want to use it. So like Coinbase and stuff like that, you don't actually,
because you don't have the code.
You don't actually own the coin. You own a piece of paper saying you own this much in the coin.
Right.
So that's the downside with Robinhood.
Which means you can't transfer it to a wallet. Else you can't or to Coinbase. You have to like put in all this money, take all this money out, and then put it into something else.
Yeah, and then put it back into Dogecoin. So that kind of sucks. Robinhood does make it easy. However, Robinhood got a lot of bad press. So
they did the same shit they did with GameStop during this whole Dogecoin thing
here in the past week.
Yeah,
past
because week. Like it was on the high, and I was like texting Javier back and forth about it. And I was like, man, it's at this high. I'm just gonna pull out. And I tried to, and it kept saying not a timeout or something like that. Like it wouldn't let me sell until it dropped like another 15 cents or something like that. And it's like, now you can sell.
Oh, here you go. Now we open the floodgates.
Now that you're not losing money, like this is bullshit. Like I love how easy to use Robinhood is and that it's like, you know, anyone and everyone can use it to trade stocks. You don't have to be like on Wall Street or something crazy. You can do whatever you want, but there is some like shadiness to the way that they kind of run.
Yeah, I mean, they made it easy for everybody, for the masses to get it. And then whenever the masses got it, they're like, oh, fuck, we fucked up because, you know, GameStop happened.
And GameStop fell because they didn't have the money to back what everyone was trying to pump into that stock. And so when people were trying to pull out or put money in, they're like, shit, we don't even have the money to back that. And so they had to like halt all, was it sales or purchase, like purchases halt all or
trades?
Yeah, yeah, it was all trades.
And then period, they limited right? the trade. Then they limited the trades, but there's probably gonna be a class action lawsuit.
There already is.
But on the flip side of that, I think the SEC tried to bring charges up against one of the main people off of like Wall Street Bets or something. Hmm. So I don't know.
At your own risk, man. At your own risk. Fucking.
Last thing on 420, I promise. I was thinking about this while we were talking about it because I was thinking about, you know, you went to get pizza as a snack. I was thinking about foods and things like that for 420. I was thinking about Taco Bell. I don't know why. I feel like a dollar menu at Taco Bell would be a good spot to go, whether you've been drinking or smoking or whatever you do. I'm not going to judge you, whatever it is that you want to do. But I think it's very, very strange that there's still a dollar menu for Taco Bell. There is a dollar menu for Taco Bell, right?
Dollar menu on Taco Bell, dollar menu.
They call it something.
I haven't been there in a while, but I would assume there's still a dollar menu.
There's a dollar menu at like McDonald's.
With everyone else, you know, food prices, you look at Whataburger, right? You know, Whataburger's real. Where burgers used to be $5, they're more like $8 or $9, right? Mm-hmm. Regular food has increased in price, period. Grocery store, anywhere you go. Why hasn't Taco Bell increased in price?
Or Jack in a Box.
Yeah. Well, so my theory is if you've watched or read the Stephen King book about
Soylent Green?
No, the assassination of Kennedy and all that, 1162 or 1122.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
If you watch that or that read
restaurant
it,
where they get the same prices.
So the dude is like going through a wormhole back in time. And so Mr. Bell is going back in time, and that's where he's getting all this meat at a cheap. And so he keeps the prices cheap. And Jack in the Box caught on to that too.
Okay.
And so
they found the wormhole.
They made a pact together to just do that. And so that's what's happening. Taco Bueno tried, and
you don't think they made a deal
with
vets or anything like that?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
I'm just wondering.
But on a realness,
how come the meat stays the same but the price doesn't go up?
The real note, more soy.
I think it's like clothing. Like they grind clothing.
What
up.
Is it?
You're eating sweaters.
The Simpsons. Cotton. The Simpsons. Grade F meat. They're like these gym mats. You know, shoving it through the.
There's a lot of meat. There's a lot of good meat in these gym mats.
But seriously, what's in those tacos?
Yeah, I think it's like a lot of soy, man.
Mr. Bell, please call us 817-677-0408. We want to know.
Oh, that's me, Mr. Bell.
What's in those tacos? We want to know what's in those tacos.
Oh, you know, lettuce, cheese, you know, that's about it.
But what's in the meat?
What's the meat, though?
Filler.
even fake meat is expensive. You know what I mean? Like, so what the hell is it?
Oh, I know they did a lot of soy, though.
Honestly,
that was a big, like, that was a big thing about with Taco Bell. And I think they switched over to 100% like actual beef. But for a long time, it was a mixture of like soy and beef and predominantly soy, I believe. So a lot of filler.
Anytime,
you're not wrong.
Anytime my grandparents come from Mexico, they have to go to Taco Bell and get, or not Taco Bell, Jack in the Box and get the tacos because they love them there.
Dude, the tacos.
Grandparents are from Mexico coming here just to get Jack in the Box.
Those are hardly tacos. They're like a taco egg roll hybrid.
It's like a,
because they're fried.
Yeah. Like a taco tostada fried tostada.
So this guy that I work with, his dad's from Mexico, and his dad had some friends come in from Mexico, and they'd never been to a Taco Bell whenever they came in. So they were left alone to their own demise and decided to go to a Taco Bell.
Demise?
Yes.
They just saw a taco and were like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, so they went to Taco Bell and they ordered and they got their food and they looked at it and they're like, well, what the fuck?
¿Qué chingado es este tal pinche tortilla?
He said they called his dad up and was like, what the hell is this Taco Bell? Like, this stuff is garbage. So, never experienced Taco Bell. They had all the lettuce and the yellow cheese.
El pinche chile anda, mira, más me dan pinche salsa que como ketchup.
I think I speak Spanish now because I understood. You said ketchup, yeah?
I did. Yeah, Spanish, you understood that.
But in Spanish, yeah.
Ketchup.
But Jack in the Box, man, their tacos, I swear they're so good.
They are good.
And then, but if you look at their menu, so they've got their regular hamburgers, right?
Yeah.
Then they did that.
Munchie meal.
They had the Munchie meals.
Oh,
and shit. They had some good shit on the Munchie meals. But before
we would wait in line at a Jack in the Box at 30 a.m. for that.
Or you're like, late night you meal. Drive over there and you're like, okay, it's not 9 o'clock yet. I've got to wait in the parking lot until it hits 9 o'clock before.
It's always like after going out.
Yeah.
But they did, before that, they've had this little menu, and you look at the menu, and it's got the tacos, it's got the monster tacos, and it's got, like, you can get three egg rolls for whatever. Dude, their egg rolls are good.
They really? Are, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. They are so good.
Do they still have the munchie meal?
No,
I think they do, right?
I went the other night, and I didn't see it advertised, so.
Man, yeah. That sounds like a good time.
They had a jalapeno burger that had...
Jalapeno poppers?
Yeah, it had jalapeno poppers. It had queso, an onion ring, and... It was like on like Texas toast.
It was based for stoner meals.
Oh yeah.
It's a stoner food. Like they had two grilled cheese sandwiches in a burger and those were the buns.
That was the best one too. Which that was the best one.
What does that remind you of though? Big Bite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Big Bite in Austin, man.
Is that Big Bite in Fort Worth or whatever the hell it was? Is that still open?
I think it is.
Fat Sack.
Fat Sack.
Shout out to Fat Sack.
Fat Shack.
I love your
Fort Worth favorite.
I love your penis. Sack. I love your penis shaped foods, Fat Sack.
I actually ordered that for the first time.
Fucking shake foods.
I've been wanting to bring that up.
That's a restaurant idea. Foods? That's a restaurant idea for you.
It'd just be a rooster. I'm like, oh, we're going. Oh, Cox is over there.
You can't call it Fat Sack, so because then it's just like bulbous sacks.
Huge cocks.
It took us an hour. We did so well. We were actually serious. We were talking about things, and then it just goes off.
Hey, let's go to horse dicks.
You're not going to call it horse dicks.
Man, I'm going to bleep out a lot of this at the end.
No, you're not.
But Fat Shack. I think it's Fat Shack, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I actually had it, and the sandwich was good, other than they put too much fries on the sandwich.
Yeah, they put too much potato. It's like so too much filler.
That's what you have to do,
and though. You can ask for that. I think you can ask for less. You can put it in the notes whenever you order, like on DoorDash or something like that. But they have their Philly cheesesteak's actually pretty good.
Yeah. I have had it. I had it in Denver.
Yeah, yeah, it's over by TCU.
So they had like a Philly cheesesteak with there was some other stuff that they added into it that was really absolutely delicious.
Cocaine.
I would order.
We need
it
to have
again.
A bad movie night.
We do.
Soon.
It's been a minute.
And like at the house, in my house.
It's been a year.
Yeah, it has. Well, no, it was before, I think it was before Jesus left. So it's been almost a year.
Well, Jesus is going to be back, so we can have another one.
Yeah. Boo.
We could do one before then, too. But we definitely need to do one or two while he's in town.
Yeah.
Man, I was already thinking, I was like, man, that July is going to be jam packed.
It really
is.
My
parents are like, what are you doing in July? It's all locked down. I'm not planning anything in July because Jesus and Crystal are going
to
be
here. I just need to know, like, dates and times and where to be and what days I need to take off work.
It's going
to
be a busy ass month. You'll definitely be able to catch the Funky Panther out and about in July because we're probably going to be anywhere and everywhere. I know Jesus has already got two shows. Where's he playing?
Hop Fusion.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we'll be out quite a bit.
Yeah.
But,
you know, so you were concerned about like, are we going to have enough for this episode?
I was very worried.
Yeah, I think we did, but I'm going to bring up, just to kind of wrap things up, five interesting facts about Dogecoin for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Dogecoin started as a joke, which we hit on. It was created by Jackson Palmer and Billy Marcus in 2013. Marcus recently claimed that he sold all of his Doge in 2015. Two, there are 100 and, man, I got to count now because there's a lot of commas here. it's a million.
Numbers are hard.
128,264,356,384 Dogecoins in circulation at the moment compared to 18.5 million Bitcoins.
When was this? I guarantee you it's doubled by
I'm sure
even
it is.
If it was like 6 months ago, it's probably doubled.
This was February 24th, 2021.
Okay. So maybe not doubled, but it's I guarantee you it's
Dogecoin hosts one of the largest communities in the crypto space. In 2014, the Doge community raised $55,000 to sponsor NASCAR driver Josh Wise.
I saw that, yeah.
And covered his car entirely in Dogecoin and Reddit alien images.
Yeah. The dog's like on the hood. And it's really cool. Yeah.
Number five, if you wondered which dog is Dogecoin's logo, it's the Shiba Inu.
Shiba Inu,
which is a hunting dog breed.
Yeah. Looks like a husky sort of.
It's my favorite kind
of. So there's there's a huge cult that follows it. But those are the big, the main facts. But there's
actual cult.
Yeah, like a cult. Well, I'd say cult following. There probably is a Dogecoin where people are in like a basement and they sacrifice things to the Shiba Inu. That's probably actually accurate. But there's a whole just look up Dogecoin and find out about it. Because I don't think you can make money. I don't think it's got longevity. Like other things, but I think there is money to be made in it if you get in early enough.
I should have sold last week. had fucking $10,000.
You were up a lot.
Fucking A, man.
But you're like, to the moon. It's going to go back up. We all know it's going to go back up. But the smart thing to do is try to sell at those high points and then buy back in so you can double.
Because
so
I got 23,000 shares.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so what I do is whatever your initial investment was, if I've made X amount of dollars, I take out my initial investment and I keep that and I put back what I made. That way I'm not losing my initial investment.
That's smart, but I don't do that.
Yeah, I know. You gamble, man.
Well, I mean, like if you're going to put in 500 and then you make 1,000 and you pull out that 500, that's 500 that you're not making money on. It's just going to sit in your bank. So I might as well reinvest it in something that I feel is going to grow. That way it's going to be like in Javier's spot, right? Like you're going to keep growing the amount of Dogecoin you've got. And it's just investing 101, my friend.
I guess.
You just cut me off.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
All right. Well, this was fun. A couple of cool things coming up.
This was fun.
That's fun. So we do have a couple of things coming up soon. Next week, we don't have a guest similar to this week. So just us. Sorry about you. The week after, we've got Bria Downey, which we're really excited about. And then on, I think, May the 4th, be with you. We've got Dane from Dane's Barbecue. Dane Weaver's going to be on. So looking forward to that, too.
Bria is actually 5'11". Dane's
5'4". Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's Dane and then Bria. And then we'll have a week. We'll probably take that next week off. And then we'll be back at the end of May.
Big announcement coming up for our 50th.
Yeah, that'll be our 50th episode. So really looking forward to that. Also on May 8th, we're gonna. Jesus, dude, where'd that one come from?
That's him.
Oh, was that you?
That was me.
Oh. That was rough. That was loud. On May 8th, we're going to be up at Tupps. Shout out to James for inviting the boys out to Tupps' 7-year anniversary.
Yeah, so Tupps McKinney.
We'll be up in Tupps McKinney.
Old Tupps. I saw. Yeah, when you said that, I was going home and there was a Tupps van behind me. I was like, huh? I was on the phone. I was like, it's James Tupps behind me.
No, but he's down in Austin. Yeah. But yeah, thanks, James. We appreciate you. We'll definitely be there. Hey, we still have hats available. We've sold quite a few, but if you want a hat, go ahead and send us a DM. I know there's a few people I still need to meet up and get you your hats. We'll be doing that as well. $20 if you want to. You can send us money on Venmo or cash at the Funky Panther. Really appreciate you watching us. If you don't already do so, hit the like button, subscribe, follow. Also on social media, at the Funky Panther. Go ahead and give us a follow. We exceeded 900 followers. Our next goal is 1,000. We also have a giveaway where we're giving away a hat and $25 for the Funky Picnic, which we're big fans of. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yay! And so that ends this Saturday on, I guess, April 24th. So make sure that you go hit us up on Instagram. Look at the rules. Make sure you save, like, comment on the post. And then we'll make sure we close out that contest this Saturday. Just get a soundboard app.
Yep.
You should hook that up. Like, that should be your thing.
It's a way better soundboard, Tim.
You should be the soundboard guy. I think you'd be way better than Tim is.
Yes. No, my that's kids all he are, has. My that's kids all are better. Has. My kids are happier.
All right.
Well, we really appreciate you listening. Stay good, everybody. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
And I'm Tim.
We are
the Funky Panther. Stay good. Hit us with another one. Come on.
You know,
you're just a jerk.